views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And I want to announce that we are planning a great event. Women of Wisdom is co-sponsoring with Amazing Grace Spiritual Center on January 20th. It's a pre-event for the big Women's March that's in Seattle, and it's in many countries around the nation. So we are doing a mindful meditation with music, meditation, writing our intentions. It's going to be Friday night, January 20th at 7 p.m. at Amazing Grace Spiritual Center in Ballard, which is in North Seattle. You can go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, and read more about that, and I hope you join us. Our conference is February 16th to the 20th. We invite you to come share your stories, be a witness for others, and others be a witness for you. Gather together to express what is important for women and how we can support each other. It's a uniquely intimate experiential workshops, and you can come to one or as many events as you'd like to. We're about making connections with others and connecting deeper to ourselves, our passions, our purpose. And we have lots of gifted women presenters who will guide you there. We're going to explore such diversity of topics. We have art and music, sounding, dance, woman's wisdom, life purpose, relationships, sexuality, healing, racism, tantric dance, shamanism, goddess wisdom, drum making, ritual magic, astrology, and more. It goes on and on. It's a great weekend, a long weekend, though, over the President's Day weekend. And I have been interviewing Women of Wisdom presenters, and I'm continuing that today. I'm first going to introduce you to Susan Franklin and Phoebe Patton. Susan Franklin is an energy psychologist and intuitive Reiki master. Her practice is grounded in a holistic approach to mind, body, spirit, healing, and well-being to rekindle authenticity, empowerment, and self-healing. She actively studies and integrates mindfulness, energy psychology, and Reiki into her practice. And she has a private practice in Port Orchard, which is over on the peninsula in Washington State. And her website is groundwaterwellness.com. And Phoebe Patton is a lifelong clairvoyant trained in intuitive arts with a practice as an intuitive in Seattle. She launched her original Plant Speed Nature Oracle cards to unlock your intuitive abilities and connect you with your inner divine self. And her website is plantspeak.com. And they are presenting a workshop Saturday, February 18th. It's called Claim Your New Lens for Spiritual Expansion. So welcome, Phoebe and Susan.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hannah.
Great.
Well, we're happy to be here.
Yes. Well, first, we're going to have you tell us your story about how each of you became intuitive healers. We'll start with you, Phoebe.
I love intuition. I'm passionate about intuition. That's why I started on my whole journey. What really compelled me, I've been a lifelong intuitive, but what really compelled me is to get out there and take photos of nature, of tree faces, of roots, of flowers, I created an oracle deck, these photos, put through it, and I took essence of each card and put them into definitions and layout instructions. I have so much fun giving card readings with people. I also sell my deck. It's just an amazing way to get deep and juicy with people about their life purpose and why they're here on Earth, and to help them see in with different perspectives and just evolve. Mm-hmm. It's so important. Teaching together.
Yep. Well, great, Phoebe. And Susan?
Yeah.
Share a little bit about you.
I guess I always knew I was a sensitive being. The intuitive part and the energy work kind of snuck up on me over time until I tripped across Donna Eden, actually. And that was kind of my epiphany. And that just threw the doors open. I was already a psychologist at that point. And I really immediately, it just seemed so natural how intuition and energy work can integrate with psychological work to help people on multiple levels at once. And it really was one of those epiphany moments, kind of one of those life-changing things that shifted it for me. And I'm actually I'm in Bremerton now, which is just around the bay from Port Orchard, but I'm still over here on the peninsula doing my work.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so you have been co-teaching, and so maybe share a little bit about what's unique about your work and why, you know, it's interesting, you know, how people come together. What drew you together to do this kind of work together?
Phoebe and I met when we were in the 2.5-year mentoring program with Marie Manucciari. And I think we just kind of had an immediate connection. We kind of felt like sisters. And there are ways that we're very different, but we complement, I think our styles complement each other. So when we teach together, it just kind of unfolded that way. And we, she brings more of the woo-woo, and I bring a little more of the mainstream, maybe. And we marry it. I think we do a nice job of that, which makes it fun for people in our classes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is those two elements of it. Different people respond to the woo-woo, and some will respond to a little more mainstream. So you've got it covered.
Right. What's really cool is astrologically, Sue and I have the same signs, except her sun and moon are reversed. So we act as mirrors to each other. So people can actually watch us interact. And that's fascinating in itself because we, of course, will mirror other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true about all of us. We are mirrors. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we have to take a short break now. We'll come back and we'll speak more with Phoebe and Susan.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life Coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm speaking with WOW presenters Phoebe Patton and Susan Franklin. They're giving a workshop, Claim Your New Lens for Spiritual Expansion, on Sunday, February 18th at the Women of Wisdom Conference. And first, why don't you share your websites and then perhaps something that you have that you offer people? Sorry, you, Susan.
My website is groundwaterwellness.com, and most of my work is always integrated because that's how I do it. Some people come to me for counseling, some people come for a quote unquote Reiki session, but they always get the intuitive psychological mix of how I do the work. So I offer private sessions. I see people individually.
Great. Okay. And Phoebe?
My website is plantspeak.com. I work a lot with people who are waking up, who are on their spiritual path. They want to go a little deeper. Maybe they want to get different perspectives. They're open to curiosity. To me, is an important way of being in these days, particularly because it creates non-judgment. We still may have discernment, but non-judgment. And I like to help people see more neutrally their life path and the way of being.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about, you'd mentioned, claiming the new lens to using these mindfulness, intuition, energy, and to get to that place of self-observation. So what are some tools that you use to take people there? Because some people don't always know, like, how to, if they have no clue about intuition or tapping into their energy or mindfulness or self-observation, what tools do you give them? Would you recommend?
Well, Phoebe and I, it's very important to us in our teaching style. We have experiential classes. So we do mindfulness exercises, usually some kind of meditation that involves body awareness. The body is a great tool for learning how to be present. And most of us are disconnected from our bodies. So it's really, and you don't have to sit down and do meditation to learn how to be mindful. It's really about consciously practicing over and over and over to notice what you're experiencing in the moment. So you might do it while you're petting your cat and notice the movement of your hand, notice the muscles, see if you can feel your fingers, notice the texture of the fur, the warmth of the cat, whether the cat moves, feel their breathing, but just tuning into the details. And that's a powerful way of developing the mindfulness skill. Go ahead, Phoebe.
Oh, I was going to say it's also through self-observation. That's really super important, and we're cleaner. Everyone will be safe. Work at just with people to help them open up to the quiet voice. Intuition is very quiet. It's not fear. If you do get anything that's fear-based, that's not intuition. Intuition speaks very quietly. We help people. We're going to bring in some physical movement along with the mindfulness and the intuition. We'll talk a little about intuition and how it works differently with people. I tend to be very clairvoyant. Well, what that means is when I work with someone, I get a lot of images, and that is the way my intuition loves to speak to me. Intuition is fun. It's the most fun thing in the world. And when you get really used to using your intuition, it's common sense. It feels like common sense. We'll also talk about the left and right brain and the marriage between the two. We'll have a lot of different exercises to help you see yourself differently, maybe through auto writing. Because it's important, we all learn differently, and it's important for all of the bases to be touched. And then once you have a greater understanding of how you work with your intuition, that's when you can go off and continue to work and develop it.
Yeah, yes. It's like needing to be aware of how you receive information, because we're all different. Like you said, you're clairvoyant.
Right.
I'm more clairsentient, although I have, you know, some of everything. A lot of us do. But recognizing, yes. And sometimes people get quiet or think they don't have it if they don't see that clairvoyant. Those people who
exactly.
see things,
mm-hmm.
it's so sure. Mm-hmm. There's so much surety in that. And so they discount how they see. And sometimes that there's more information sometimes with clairsentiency that they aren't aware of. And the two can come together for a full picture, though if you're with other people and some see and some feel and some have this
hear.
Hear it, clairaudient, all that.
Right, because I'll ask people, well, they don't realize that even when a song pops into their head, that's clairaudience. So people are intuitive. It's a matter of helping them see and understand how it works in them. And we'll be focusing on that in our class, because that really helps people connect to their inner divine self so that they can change their lens. They can clear their lens. It's deep and juicy work, isn't it, Sue?
Yes, it sure is. Yes, it is. And I think of intuition as, our personal GPS. It's when we learn how to tap into that very natural human ability, it connects us with our deepest, truest self and helps us even, it helps us spiritually, but it helps us in the material world, you know, everything from just making decisions and choosing what route to take to work. It's a powerful, natural tool that I would say most of us are not necessarily very connected to it.
Yeah, we're so involved in the outside world, you know.
Right.
Just busy, and looking out there instead of within, and a lot of us are on a spiritual path that are working inside, yet we're also faced with all this exterior, and so we have trouble balancing it. You know, it's hard to keep remembering, you know, and that's that self-observation and mindfulness of when you've gone off that track of being aware of you. Yourself inside you.
Right.
It takes a lot of practice.
Actually, it's a daily practice. What you just were talking about kind of were how things like mindfulness and intuition and energy are actually Phoebe introduced me to this signposting. They point you inward. You want to say something about that, Phoebe?
Okay. Well, I first want to say that we love teamwork, and the class, how we operate in a classroom is very much as a team, because I feel that we really learn from other people. We really we stress to not compete, but to see, once we begin seeing the beauty in ourselves, we can start seeing the beauty in others. And that's something that we really like to harvest in our classes. Mm. Signposting is all about learning to read your interior signs, it's like a translation. Once you start noticing that you do certain things, you'll start remarking that, I'm curious about that. What does that mean? And then you'll start translation. It's the harder part about it. That's something that we'll talk about in our class too. And just to help maybe clarify it a little bit, Sue and I have done some classes on body language. And it's really funny because we stress body language watching other people. But if we use body language watching ourselves, that is going to really point out what signs to be watching for, and then we start seeing our patterns. And once we start seeing our patterns, that's when we have a lot of fodder to work with.
Right. Well, yes, and that's actually right when the lens is, that's how we discover the lens, just that process Phoebe was talking about. And that's how we discover how we need to shift our lens.
Yeah, you were talking about patterns. I mean, those patterns, we tend to repeat our patterns over and over. And so that is self-awareness, what you talked about, that interior signposting, being, you know, starting to be in tune with those patterns, gets us to that journey of self-discovery, of having the new lens and expanding our spirituality, which is what you're talking about, you know, that expansion of ourselves to really feel, live on purpose. And with passion, with that purpose. And so that's why, you know, becoming aware, which I think is what you'll be doing in the workshop, of our patterns is one of the most important things to do.
And watching our minds and, you know, watching the mind talk, that's
fascinating too.
Right, it is. Well, we have to close now, and I invite people to check out their workshop that's going to be Saturday, February 18th. That's Claim Your New Lens for Spiritual Expansion. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, and we enjoy being here. We guarantee you'll have fun.
That's true. We know. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break now, and we'll come back. We're going to talk to another presenter, Kate Montana.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now I'm going to be speaking with Kate Montana. She's going to be giving two workshops. It's called Dealing with the Trump Effect at our conference, and there's going to be one on Saturday and one on Sunday. This is a newly added event, and it's so apropos to what's going on right now. We have the Women's March coming up next weekend, and it's going to be Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 3:30, February 18th and 19th. And we're just asking for a donation. Kate has this beautiful new book that her publisher is coming out with it in time for the inauguration. It's called The E-Word, Ego, Enlightenment, and Other Essentials. She's also the author of Unearthing Venus, which is kind of her personal memoir, which is fabulous. You should check that out too. Kate has a master's degree in psychology and writes and teaches about the ego, transpersonal and transcendent consciousness, and evolution. She writes for What Doctors Don't Tell You magazine from the UK and blogs for the Huffington Post. and she lives in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And we welcome her to the show. Welcome, Kate.
Good to be here. Been looking forward to this. Yay.
Yes. Well, so tell us what drew you to write this book. Now, it's, you know, and it's not, I know our title of our workshop is dealing with the Trump effect, but that's not what the book's about. And it's about the ego. So
tell us. Yeah. And dealing with the Trump effect isn't necessarily a negative thing about Trump. What I'm really wanting to do, and when I ended up writing a book about the ego, which is about the last thing I ever expected I would ever do, it's about educating us as what the ego is, and that the ego actually is an evolving structure. And so the Trump effect is just Donald Trump, bless his heart. He represents a particular type of ego at a particular stage in evolution. No more, no less. It's not good or bad. It just is. So, wow, how did I get on this journey? About 30 years ago, basically, I hit the wall like probably most of us at a certain point. In our personal evolution at age 30, I had done everything right. I had gotten a good education. I had a good career. I'd married into my socioeconomic bracket. I had the house with a swimming pool and two foreign cars in the garage. And, you know, and I hit that place where, is this it? I'm not happy. I did everything. I followed the world's happiness formula, and I'm not happy. What is there? So that took me onto the spiritual path, like it did so many of us. I left my religious roots of Episcopalian and Catholicism behind and went on this search for myself. I really wasn't searching for myself. I was searching for, I was looking for enlightenment. I got hooked on that because I figured that that was the answer to my prayers. Enlightenment was going to answer all my questions about who am I and what is life? Why am I here? What are we doing here? And it was going to guarantee that I was finally happy, because isn't that what we're taught enlightenment is? It's this ultimate place of ultimate answers and amazing bliss and nirvana and oneness and wee. So who wouldn't want that? So after about 20 years, 25 years on the path, and I kind of guesstimated at least 20,000 hours of meditation, because I was a pretty lenient, almost pretty lenient kind of ego. The ego actually dropped in meditation for a couple of years. Every time I would meditate, there would just be this deep place of what I can only call unity consciousness, where there was no more Kate whatsoever, just awareness of I am, I exist, but not Kate per se, not Kate's story. So I was very puzzled about this, because the moment I would open my eyes and get up off my meditation cushion every morning, within a nanosecond, it was like, wow, I'm Kate again. And I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and this person is separate from me, and the world is separate from me. And then the next morning, for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, I'd go back into this place of no Kate, and this utter peacefulness and just a simple awareness of existence. I am. Well, to cut a very long, painful story short, I eventually came to understand that the search for enlightenment is, well, basically a fool's errand, because there's no way that the ego can ever become enlightened. Enlightenment is the absence of any sense of personal self. So when I really got that, Chris, it was like the biggest joke going and the biggest disappointment. And I was like, as ego Kate, well, what the heck am I going to do with this? And I wanted to be liberated. I wanted to be happy. And meditation was bliss in the morning with my eyes closed. But why couldn't I live it in the world? You know what I mean?
Yes, and is it possible to all the time? Because we live in the world, you know, we're faced with things all the time.
Absolutely. Well, my answer to that is it is, and yes, it is possible. It's not possible to escape all emotion, and that's not even what we really, I think, is not even interesting, is that we lose our identification with all of these negative states, anxiety, fearfulness, separation, loneliness. The more we integrate what we really are, which is this expanded non-story place, there's actually a middle ground between, hi, I'm Kate Montana, I'm a woman, I'm a writer, I'm a feminist, I live in the Pacific Northwest, I'm a spiritual person. That's Kate Montana's ego story. That's my identification. And then, as I say, on my meditation mat, as if I close my eyes and go into deep meditation, and none of that existed anymore. And there came bliss. Well, when I struggled with this, Chris, for almost a decade. And finally, I understood, going back between what I called the two realities, the egoless state of transcendent awareness and the ego state of, hi, I'm Kate Montana. I finally hit on that there is a middle ground. And it really blew me away because, like so many spiritual people, I've been absolutely fixated on the whole concept of I'm going to become enlightened someday. And my ego really liked that because I kind of fancied myself as some hot spiritual teacher out there on the stage dressed in white robes, you know, and I'm the all-seeing, I know everything, and let me tell you about it. And then I realized that the enlightenment was the absence of any sense of self whatsoever, and that there was no way I could ever become enlightened or I have an enlightenment experience because I'm not around. And that's enlightenment. It was a real wake-up call, and I realized that I'd been really searching for an illusion for a very, very long time, that enlightenment wasn't at anything what I thought. And I realized that it isn't actually what most people are really even looking for. Most people, and I will hazard a guess that most people feel this way, I certainly wanted to feel happy, unstressed, connected deeply to other people and the world and life, happy, capable of feeling a broad range of emotions, fulfilled, with a sense of ever-growing, expanding life sense and awareness, change, growth, adventure, community, love. Those are the things that I think most of us look for and want. And I had to tap back to my psychology roots. I've got a master's degree in psychology, and I've totally forgotten that there is a state of awareness that psychologists call the transpersonal. And it really is a stepping stone stage between the personal story, the ego identity, hi, I'm Kate Montana, and I'm a woman, and I la 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 la, versus that non-egoic, absolute, blissful, spacious, I am awareness that has no story to it whatsoever. And the transpersonal is actually an expansion of the ego, the sense of self, not an inflation, like look at me, I'm a spiritual person and I'm so great and I'm a teacher and blah, blah, blah. It's not that at all. That's ego inflation. Expansion is this place where we start gradually to identify self.
Well, we have to take a short break now, so we'll be right back and talk more.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration in conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about the ego with Kate Montana. Well, Kate, you want to give your web address and people can find out about your books and things?
Sure. It's www.katemontana.com, and it's spelled with a C, but even if you spell it with a K, it'll get to me.
Okay, great.
And that's the best. And I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've been talking about the ego, and you know, and we're dealing like your workshop description, dealing with the Trump effect. I mean, we're all kind of facing a lot of this uncertainty, and one of the I think big issues, like this big women's march coming up, which is I think it's going to be huge. You know, women are concerned of our hard-won women's rights of being slipping away. And there's a lot of comeback with fundamentalism making, you know, they have made strong gains in American politics. So how can we understand this? You know, how does this come through in your conceptions of the ego and how we can do anything to to protect the women's rights that we've gained so far?
Sure. Boy, you're right. We need at least an hour for this. Bottom line, I think it's really important to understand that there's nothing wrong with the ego. The ego is just simply our story. It's our sense of self based in all of our sensory input and experiences. It's necessary to function in the world. The ego will be with us in one way, shape, form, or another until the day we either die by enlightenment or peg off this planet physically. Okay? So, but there are different levels and degrees of ego operation in the world. The very lowest levels of the ego, and actually where the ego arises from, it's born out of physical, material, sensory impressions. There's, you know, our little baby brains, the moment we leave the womb, tell us that we are physical. I mean, my God, it's an onslaught of sense and sight and smell and cold and all of that. The second impression that we have is also physical, is that we are separate. It's unconscious, but the baby, honestly, you know, on a subconscious level, is getting the message 24/7 that the breast is outside of them. The bottle is something outside of them that needs to be cried for, manipulated somehow to get. So that's the bottom core formation of the ego, is that we're physical and that we're separate. And from those two impressions, we naturally believe that we are isolated standalone units called Kate and Chris and Benny and whoever else. We're vulnerable because we are isolated and separate, and we are physical. So there's a great deal of fear. So the very lowest levels of ego operation are all based in fear, survival issues, and having a roof over your head, security, enough food to eat, very, very natural things. An evolution of that is we have the need to belong, to have family and friends and community. After that, and this is the level of ego operation called the self-esteem level, is that, and this is where most of Western society is at this moment, is trying to build self-esteem. And to do that, we believe, because we're physically based, we believe we have to have lots of stuff and have that extra big McMansion and the fourth car and the second house and to be somebody and to be famous. And this is the level of consciousness where the majority in the West are. Donald Trump is the epitome. He's the pinnacle of fourth level ego function called based in self-esteem needs. It's all about self and looking good through material eyes. We go beyond that eventually when, you know, like you, like me, and like pretty much all of us who've ever gotten on the spiritual path, when the blinders fall away and we realize that that's a false trail. But not until, you know, we've smacked up against the wall a few times and gone, oh my God, there must be something more. And then the ego begins to expand into more of a transpersonal realm where we begin to search. We ask the question, who am I? Donald Trump, undoubtedly, I would stake a lot of money on the fact that he's never once in his life asked himself the question, who am I? You know, so self-inquiry is where we're headed. The problem that we have with women's rights and fundamentalism and all of these things is they are grounded in ego fears with egos who don't know their egos. This is the big problem, Chris. The ego is simply a tool. We all have it. How well do we use the tool? And do we use it as a tool, or do we identify as the tool? So, you know, if the ego is the equivalent of a hammer, the majority, and including Donald Trump, is living his life out as a hammer. Let me just beat the crap out of whatever and shape it into whatever I want, because I have to build the walls. I have to have the totem. I have to have the looking good. I have to have all these protections. That's the ego that doesn't even know it's an ego, who's lost in the physical utterly. And those are the children who are growing up, who we are now having to deal with as women. We have gone such a long way towards egalitarianism, equality of the sexes, not women becoming like guys and operating in the guy world. That was what my whole book about Unearthing Venus was about, was understanding that the feminine needs to balance with the masculine equally and be equally represented in each one of us. You know, we have the left brain function, the linear intellectualism, and the softer intuitive heart-based. You know, a head without a heart and a heart without a head, both of them are dysfunctional. So much of what we're dealing with right now is about ego evolution, Chris. And I personally have found that it really, really helps take a lot of the fear and anger out of, you know, me being a woman and suddenly seeing light at the end of the tunnel, like, oh my God, we're finally coming together and we're finally getting it. And then all of a sudden being slammed into this alternate reality that I didn't even know that the majority was, you know, so many people were operating at this still fear-based, separated level. So the best thing I have fallen back on is this, we really are on a bigger picture ride. There is a lot, ego evolution, evolution of everything, life ongoing. We are on this ride together, and everybody's on different parts of the ride. And to not take it as personally as and be as frightened, because taking things personally is again locking down into the ego identity is, oh my God, now I'm an affronted feminist, or I'm a frightened woman because now I'm having to deal with entitlement in the workplace again and all these things. Is to breathe and relax back into the bigger picture and take a step back and go, oh, wow, okay, bless this world and where it's at and where the individuals are. Everybody's in a different place. This is going to be a rocky road. And one of the best things that we're being taught right now, Donald Trump and all of what's going on right now, as painful as it is giving us the opportunity to have the ego question come up. We're having this conversation right now. And people are being introduced to the concept of asking the question, who am I? It's not just spiritual people and liberated women and men who have, you know, enjoined the feminine in their soul. It's so many people are beginning to scratch their heads and go, God, why is this so screwed up? Why are we so at each other's throats?
Yeah, I think it's a big activism call, too, that we can't be complacent anymore. And it's going to, people are going to step up into, you know, out of the ego into a true expansion of who they are. And it's going to be exciting. Well, I'm sorry we have to close now. Thank you so much for being on the show. I know it goes so fast. And remember, she's going to be presenting, and it really isn't a workshop. It's going to be a talking circle where you'll be able to share. Everybody will be able to talk. Kate will talk about these ego concepts and for us to get a grasp on them and how they kind of run our lives and talk about how we can deal with, you know, what's going on, what we're feeling and all that. And that's going to be Saturday and Sunday, February 18th and 19th. We're putting in twice. It's going to be in our social cafeteria area where from 2 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So that's going to be great. So check out the whole schedule at our website, womanofwisdom.org. Remember our the Women's March on the 21st. We're doing on Friday night, January 20th. I'm leading a meditation. We've got some fabulous music people coming. It's going to be a great evening to set the tone for our march on the 21st at 7 o'clock at Amazing Grace Spiritual Center. So we're at the end of our show. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and it is a holiday weekend, so drive safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.